Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Time Maps Collective Memory and the Social Shape of the Past by Ebiatar Zerubbabel is a work of sociology and memory studies that examines how societies organize their relationship to the past. Rather than treating memory as a private storehouse of facts, Zerubbabel analyzes it as a collective and socially structured activity. The book belongs to his broader project in cognitive sociology, where attention, classification, time, and meaning are shaped by shared social conventions. Its central idea is that groups use temporal frameworks, or time maps, to locate events, connect generations, mark turning points, and decide which parts of the past deserve public attention. The book is especially concerned with calendars, commemorations, anniversaries, historical periodization, and the politics of remembrance. Its purpose is not to retell history, but to explain how historical consciousness is made socially intelligible, emotionally durable, and politically useful through patterned ways of mapping time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, time maps organize the past into socially readable patterns. The core contribution of time maps is the idea that groups do not encounter the past as an unordered sequence of events. They arrange it through shared temporal patterns that make some relationships visible and others less noticeable. These patterns function like maps because they select, locate, connect, and simplify. A nation, religion, family, or movement can use such maps to identify origins, crises, golden ages, ruptures, and inheritances. This matters because collective memory requires more than preservation. It requires a framework that tells members how events fit together and why they still matter. Zerubbabel approaches this process sociologically rather than psychologically. The emphasis is not on how an individual brain stores recollections, but on how communities create public templates for remembering. A time map can make distant events feel close when they are framed as part of an ongoing legacy, or make recent events seem irrelevant when they fall outside the accepted narrative. The concept is useful because it explains why different communities can know many of the same facts, yet remember history in sharply different ways. The difference lies in the organizing grid through which the past is interpreted. Secondly, mnemonic communities shape what counts as a meaningful past. Zerubbabel treats collective memory as the work of mnemonic communities, meaning social groups that share conventions for remembering and interpreting the past. These communities may be nations, ethnic groups, professions, religious traditions, families, political movements, or institutions. Their members are taught not only particular historical facts, but also standards of relevance. Some events become central because they support group identity, while others become peripheral because they do not fit the accepted pattern. This approach explains why memory is never merely a neutral archive. To belong to a community is often to inherit a particular temporal orientation, including founding moments, heroes, traumas, victories, losses, and moral lessons. The book also implies that collective memory creates boundaries. Those who accept the group memory can appear loyal and intelligible, while those who challenge it may seem disruptive or alien. This does not mean that memory is always imposed from above, but it does mean that remembering is socially regulated. Schools, museums, ceremonies, family stories, political speeches, and public monuments all help stabilize the boundaries of a remembered past. The value of the concept is that it connects memory to belonging, authority, and identity without reducing it to propaganda. Thirdly, calendars and anniversaries turn historical memory into recurring social practice. One of the most concrete mechanisms discussed in time maps is the role of calendars, holidays, anniversaries, and commemorative rituals. Zerubbabel shows that societies keep the past alive by building it into recurring temporal routines. An anniversary does not simply note that an event happened long ago, it creates a pattern return in which the past is periodically brought into the present. This repetition gives memory durability because people are prompted to remember together at socially coordinated times. National days, religious festivals, memorial days, and institutional commemorations all work by synchronizing attention. They transform historical events into shared occasions that can be taught, performed, emotionally renewed, and politically interpreted. The calendar is therefore not just a practical tool for scheduling. It is also a medium of collective memory. By deciding which dates are marked and which are ordinary, a society distributes symbolic weight across the year. This helps explain why conflicts over public holidays can become conflicts over identity and legitimacy. Removing, adding, or renaming commemorative dates changes the public rhythm of remembrance. The book makes clear that ritual repetition does not merely preserve memory, it actively reshapes historical meaning by placing selected events within the recurring cycle of social life. Fourthly, periodization creates continuity, rupture, and historical direction Time Maps pays close attention to the way communities divide history into periods. Periodization is not a purely technical matter used by historians for convenience. It is a social act that defines beginnings, endings, transitions, and turning points. By marking a revolution, migration, war, liberation, decline, or reform as a boundary, groups construct a sense of before and after. And after this can produce continuity when the past is portrayed as a long inheritance leading to the present, or rupture when a new era is defined against what came before. Such divisions shape moral judgment as well as chronology. A past regime may be remembered as an age of oppression, a founding period may be treated as sacred, and a crisis may be framed as the moment when collective identity was tested. Zerubbabel's important insight is that these temporal divisions influence what people see as related. Events placed in the same period can appear connected even if they are far apart, while events separated by a symbolic boundary can appear fundamentally different. This helps explain why historical debates often concern not only facts, but also the architecture of time itself. To control periodization is to influence how a community understands change, responsibility, and destiny. Lastly, remembering and forgetting are shaped by power and social need. The book emphasizes that collective memory is selective, and this selectivity is not accidental. Groups remember in ways that serve present identities, institutions, and political needs. Some memories are elevated through monuments, curricula, ceremonies, and official narratives. Others are neglected, suppressed, reframed, or treated as embarrassing residues. Zerubbabel does not present forgetting simply as failure. In collective life, forgetting can be organized, encouraged, and politically useful. A new regime may remove symbols of the old order, alter the calendar, or reframe national history to create legitimacy. A community recovering from trauma may struggle between the need to remember injustice and the desire to move beyond conflict. The book is valuable because it shows that memory politics operates through ordinary temporal devices as much as through explicit ideological claims. Which anniversaries recur, which ancestors are honored, which losses are mourned, and which eras are named all influence the moral landscape of public life. This perspective also makes collective memory contestable. If time maps are socially made, they can be challenged and revised. Competing groups may offer alternative maps that restore excluded memories, redefine turning points, or dispute the inherited meaning of the past. In conclusion, Time Maps is best suited for readers interested in sociology, cultural studies, history, anthropology, political memory, and the social construction of time. It will be especially useful for students and scholars who want conceptual tools for analyzing national holidays, public commemorations, historical narratives, museums, monuments, school curricula, and disputes over collective identity. The practical benefit of the book is that it helps readers notice the temporal structures behind public memory anniversaries, periods, origins, ruptures, and cycles. These structures often appear natural because they are familiar, but Zerubbabel shows that they are socially produced and politically consequential. Compared with broader works on collective memory, the book stands out by focusing specifically on the temporal organization of remembrance. It is less a history of particular commemorations than a theoretical account of how the past becomes socially shaped through maps of time. That makes it especially strong as an analytical framework. Readers looking for a narrative history may find it demanding, but those seeking a precise vocabulary for how societies classify and ritualize the past will find it distinctive. Its enduring relevance lies in showing that struggles over memory are also struggles over calendars, period boundaries, symbolic origins, and the public rhythm of remembering. If you would like to support Ebiator Zerubbabel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.